Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. What is the number one secret to money success? Drum roll. I need a drum roll, right? It's your mindset. I know that might not be what you want to hear, but my friend, it is oh so true. In today's bonus episode, we are literally flipping the mic, and my friend Sherry Mattson, who is an entrepreneur and actress and the voice of the Money Mindset intro, is interviewing me on the power of your mindset and also the who, what, when, where, why, all the good stuff behind our first product, the Money Mindset Journal.
You're listening to Millennial Money with award-winning money expert and serial entrepreneur, Shauna Compton Game, where we flip the script on the old-school approach to everything your parents never taught you about money. Each week, Shauna creates a safe space by talking with special guests from around the world about money wellness, entrepreneurship, traveling like a boss, and what makes millennials tick. Unique stories, trailblazing perspectives, tips, tricks, and everything there is to know about money. Find it all here as you uncover your money story and unlock the life you want to live. Pretty cool, right? Here's Shauna, money expert, Indiana Hoosier, and burger aficionado.
The message I want to leave you with is you can create your own feelings around money because money can't inherently make you feel one way or another. If you think about it, money is just paper. You are the one who gives it feelings. So as a result, you get to choose your mindset around money and really make mindful choices. I want you to really hear that. I worked with people who had $100 million in assets all the way down to people just starting out. And you know what the X factor is across the board? You guessed it. It's their mindset. And I have struggled with this myself for years. So I came up with the system, the one that's in the Money Mindset Journal, and it has been the most powerful thing for me. But I want you to see how easy it is to manage your money, to set intentional goals, and move from that scarcity mindset to abundance. So I hope you enjoy this interview where I'm in the hot seat talking about all things money mindset.
All right, Shauna, inquiring minds want to know, you've come out with this amazing Money Mindset Journal, and I think we all want to know, what is it?
Right? That's probably a pretty good question.
Right? Let's start with what is it?
Yeah. So it is, I mean, in the simplistic form, it is a 6-month journal to help you get your money shit together, basically. And
oh, I need that.
Yes. And the idea behind it is that we typically think of money like spreadsheets and calculators and things like that that feel, they feel almost unapproachable to us. Mm-hmm. And so the idea behind the journal is it's really a simple practice that you do every day, a simple way to track your cash every month, and then paired with some mindset, mindfulness exercises to really help you understand why you think, act, and feel certain ways about money, because I think we don't ever really stop to think about that. So it's a real well-rounded journal. I've not seen anything like it before. In fact, I started this process myself a few years ago, just in like a regular plain journal. And I thought, you know what, this is actually like, this is a product and this actually could help a lot of people because it was something that I was really struggling with myself. So it's just, it's a real easy way to stay focused on goals and stay focused on money and keep yourself moving forward.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Because I know, I mean, I don't even balance my checkbook anymore in the age of everything being online. So,
yes.
You know, I think having a journal next to your bed, something that you can actually see, because I know that I'm a visual learner, right? So right. Let me ask you this though. Why do you think that your mindset has everything to do with your financial success?
It's such a good question. And I had sort of developed this over years and years when I was a practice financial planner and working with people. And I would watch them like struggle over and over and over again. And it didn't matter how much money they made or didn't make or what their age was or career. And none of that mattered. But I would watch them struggle over and over and over again, trying to achieve fill in the blank, whatever their particular goal was, whether it was pay off debt or start a business or buy a house. I mean, you name it. And then all of a sudden, I started to shift and really talk to them from a different perspective about money. And when they were able to go there with me and they were able to shift their mindset a little bit about money, suddenly you would start to see things change. Like they were able to achieve things that like it took them years. They were just kind of fumbling around. And so I thought, huh, there's something really interesting about this mindset piece. And then I started to do it myself. Because if I shared on this podcast before, I've been through divorce, I had money, I lost money, mm-hmm. There were definitely times where I needed to cultivate a mindset to help me get through things. And I think then over the years, like what I've really wanted to articulate is that money is in itself like neutral, right? So money can't make you feel one way or another. It's really just paper or credit card, whatever you mean. It's just a thing, right? And so we then have the power over that emotion around money. And so then our thoughts are optional and it's up to us to create our own feeling around money, which I think is really where the mindset piece comes in, is like you have to get it right in your mind first before then all the like tools and techniques and strategies around money actually cement and you can actually use them. So for me, it's this combination, and without those two pieces, things just don't seem to work very well.
So you're saying you need to have a positive attitude. You need to feel good about money before you can deal with money.
Yeah. And I think, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, does that mean I'm just gonna fake it? And no, I do believe, because I've been in this place myself where you can be in debt and the numbers don't necessarily add up, but you have like the conscious choice to say, okay, but I'm not going to live in scarcity. So I have the choice of feeling secure. And it's crazy. It is. I do these, I don't know if you ever do these, but I do these like visualization exercises all the time.
Oh, yes.
In my head.
Oh, yes. I live in a mansion. You didn't know?
Yes, I love it. So I'll like sit in bed and I have this one that I do often where I think of money like free flowing, almost like water. So it comes and it goes, but it's in this real natural feeling. So for me, it helps thinking about money in that way, because then I'm not either like holding on tightly to the money I have, or I'm not pissed off about the money that is gone or that I spent. And so I think being able to do some of these things, whether it is journaling, whether it is the visualization piece, it's just trying to get your brain focused that money is not the end all be all. Yes, we need money, but that we have the power to change certain things. And I think that's like one of the biggest gifts you can give yourself, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I only know this because I've lived through this painfully myself.
So now you've done this journal before, right? You had your own paper yes. version of this, and now you're helping other people with this printed copy of it. How has it helped you? I mean, has it helped you throughout yeah. your life? Has it helped you recently? Like, how has it helped you?
Yeah, for me, I have like one of those brains that's kind of always all over the place. Mm-hmm. It's not scattered. It's just I've got like a million things that I'm always thinking about. So for me, as a business owner, and I guess I would say as a human, really, we created these daily pages, these pages that you go through each day, like really easy. It probably takes me less than 10 minutes the whole, you know, cumulatively through the day. But it allows me to like check in on how I'm feeling and focus on some gratitude pieces, but also set a daily goal, which I talk about on the podcast a lot, like the practicality of just putting one foot in front of another, whether it is a money goal you're trying to achieve, or it could be anything. Maybe you want to find a better relationship, or I don't know, maybe you want to change your style or whatever it may be. But the practical aspect of setting a really intentional goal each day and then coming up with like a couple of action steps to make that happen, to me, that's really helped me stay focused on, okay, here is my intention for the day. Here is what I'm doing. And then at the end of the day, of course, I check back in on that. And some days I was able to do it, and some days I wasn't able to do it. But it's like in the morning, it just helps frame me in a way that I haven't found anything else that could do that. And then I only do, you know, I practice basically what I preach. And in the journal, there's every month there's a cash tracker, which is just a really easy way to track your cash. And I do this system every single month because I always tell people that you can find money in your bank account. Money exists there. It may not be millions of dollars, but there's always something there. And so if you can come to your money with like a mindfulness approach, and mindfulness is just being aware. It's being aware of what's going on. It's being aware of different changes you maybe need to make. It really helps me stay focused. And the whole reason that you do any of this is just because there's stuff you want to do in life. And so I want my money then and my mindset to come around the different goals that I have and push me forward. So for me, it really just helps me stay focused and not freak out so much, really.
Right, because it could be really stressful. Money can be a very stressful part of your life.
Yeah, and I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, I mean, obviously money, we paid for things with money, and I had a father who was in the financial industry, but we didn't talk about money in terms of like, how does money make you feel? Or, you know, what are your thoughts around money? I grew up with the kind of, you know, table conversations of, well, you need to make a lot of money. And I was like, well, okay, I mean, I understand that, but why? And so it created this like almost scarcity mentality within me that I wasn't even consciously aware existed. And so I started to notice the way I talked about money was I was like defeating myself. So I would say like, oh, so-and-so lives in that house. That really must be nice. Or so-and-so has this job and this paycheck, or they're going on these vacations, like must be nice to be them. And what I was doing was cultivating this like scarcity mentality, because what I was saying to myself was, I can't have that which what they have, you know?
Right, like I'm not good enough kind of thing.
Exactly. And I think we do that so often in our own way, and we have our own vocabulary of how we do those sort of things. But I think those things are really powerful to recognize when you're doing that, because those are like the subtle little shifts and changes that you can make. And again, it's not like you change the way you're saying things and suddenly I own a yacht in Saint-Tropez. I mean, you know, that's not going to happen. But what it allows me to do is recognize that, okay, if this person has done it, I can do it too, or I can do my version of that, or I can have my version of that. And then it also makes me think about, well, do I even want that thing?
Right.
Like
right.
Maybe that thing's not even relevant in my life. So I think for me, like the journal really helps me just stay focused on my thinking and then the words that I'm using around money in a really powerful way, like in a way that I haven't been able to do any other way.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress toward your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. we jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you have a section in your journal that specifically deals with how you were raised, how your parents thought about money? Because yeah. I've heard from psychologists that your subconscious is programmed by the time you're 7.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy, right?
Right.
I don't even remember. I mean, I don't even remember life before 7, really.
I don't either. I don't either. But I know that obviously we're products of our parents and how we were raised. So in your journal, do you help people find those answers?
Yeah. So we have a whole section in the beginning of the journal that is about your money story. And again, this is your version of uncovering how you think, act, and feel about money. So we have, I think there are 15, 16 journal prompts in there that you can kind of go through as you're going through the journal. And then, of course, we're going to have a whole laundry list of other prompts, you know, available to people who purchase the journal. So, I mean, you could go really deep with this, but the prompts are there, I think, just to help jog your brain.
Yeah.
To think about certain things. Because, I mean, you know, I write the question a lot, what was your first memory around money? And then I sort of like scratch my head going, huh, what was my first memory around money?
That's what I do too. And then I kind of question, well, why am I the way I am? Well, it's from your childhood. Hello.
Right?
So I think that's great. I mean, I think that's a really great place to start to get people to just kind of uncover and do a little digging in their history and their psyche. So your overall goal, like what do you specifically want your listeners and the people who buy this journal, what exactly do you want them to get out of this?
Yeah, I want them to really understand that there's a lot you can't control. I mean, especially now in the world we're living in.
I know.
People are losing jobs. I mean, businesses are going under by no fault of your own. I mean, it wasn't something that you did, or it's just the result of this global pandemic. So there's a lot we can't control. But what I want people to really understand is the mindset around money, that is something you actually can control. And it's not, again, it's not that you're going to never have freak out moments, because this is a daily practice for me. Like, I have to work on this every single day, and I'll even hour by hour, some hours I'm like, yeah, right, everything's feeling good. And then the next hour it's like,
well, yeah, because you're a small business owner.
And right.
That's a roller coaster in itself.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think I want people to understand that if they get it right in their mind first, that anything is possible regardless of the number that's staring at them when they, you know, log into their bank account. And then also to understand that we throw around the word abundance a lot, but I think everyone understands what abundance means. But abundance really comes from within, not from the money itself. And so if you can keep that perspective, I think you can really pull yourself out of a scarcity mentality. And let's be real, most of us have some version of a scarcity mentality. It's just, it's human nature. It's just how we are, unless we're, you know, someone who is like Oprah and everything we create is magical and makes lots of money. We all have this, especially now, this scarcity mentality. So I just really want people to understand that the mindset piece is so important, and that if you combine that with this very simple daily practice, you can start to see real change, not only with your money, but with your life, because
with your money whole mindset.
It touches all aspects of life. So, I mean, it's really can transform you, so that at the end of 6 months, you look back and you're like, wow, I'm a different person.
Yeah.
And look at the things that I've done.
Yeah. And how much I've grown.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's my hope.
That's great. Because I think as a human being, it's all about learning and growing throughout this lifetime. You know, I mean, I think there's no excuse to just not, you know, if you have an opportunity to better yourself, you need to take that. Like, it'll better your life. It'll better everybody in your family, everybody you know. If you're on this upward trajectory of positivity, then A, you're going to obviously have your head around how to make more money and how to save and invest and live a better life, but you're also more fun to be around if you're in a good mood. So that's great. We want that. So let me ask you this. Yes, Nick. And you're launching a business and a book and all this stuff right in the middle of a global pandemic. Tell me about that process. Tell me about, you know, why you decided now instead of waiting, or do you think people need this while they're sitting at home?
When we had the idea for this journal way back in, which now feels forever ago, in September 2019, when we started working on this, we did not, of course, assume that we would be entering into a global pandemic.
Right.
So, you know, we created it with a designer. We spent months laying it out, thinking about what would be in it, going back and forth on content, finding our production facility, and, you know, just working out all the bits and bobs that you have when you're running a business, setting up bank accounts, and I mean, you name it, all that sort of stuff. And then we had anticipated on launching in April, and then the pandemic hit and we were like, oh my gosh. So we decided to shift gears a little bit and launch May through June on Kickstarter. And a lot of people are like, why Kickstarter? And for me, it was just, I felt like we needed an event around launching this. And we could have chosen lots of different ways, but I'm of the belief that if you have an idea and you've spent some time developing the idea, sometimes you launch before you're ready.
Yep.
And sometimes the most vulnerable, brave thing you can do is just get the thing out into the world.
Yes.
And so we just went for it. And I do feel like if there is ever a time to focus on money mindset, it is now, because so many of us are now on a level playing field, and we're all coming at this from some level of struggle. Even if we still have our jobs,
right,
we're still being impacted by this.
Right.
And so I feel like, especially this summer, if you can take the months and really focus on your money mindset, you're going to just put yourself in such a better place to hopefully end this year as good as humanly possible. So I just feel so strongly that if there was ever a time, there's so much negativity on the news and in the world.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, if we could really just come to this place of mindfulness that, like you said, you're just going to be a more fun person, and you're just going to feel better about yourself, which is the complete end goal.
Right. And there is light at the end of the tunnel with what we're going through.
Yes.
With the pandemic, there definitely is. I don't know how close it is, but there definitely has to be light at the end of the tunnel. So I think it's very powerful. The choice is yours. Like, how do you want to come out of this pandemic? Do you want to be born again hard and ready? Or do you want to just be the lazy person who's sitting in front of the TV? I know I already bought the journal, and I'm really excited for it. And I know I'm going to be born again hard. And I hope that other people are too, because I don't ever remember a class in high school or college saying, here's how to do money. Like, here's how to,
yeah.
You know, we haven't been really taught that. So I can't wait. I'm really excited. And I thank you for putting out such a cool product. And I looked at the first few pages, and it's definitely something that's worded. It's fun. It's not a textbook, people. You know, it's like very interactive and fun, and I can't wait to actually get my hard copy and start learning and put my mindset in a better place.
Thanks so much for checking out this episode. Really, this podcast is the genesis behind the Money Mindset Journal. Everything that I'm sharing with you in every podcast episode is distilled down into this amazing journal. So if any of this resonates with you, you can pick up a copy of the Money Mindset Journal on Kickstarter until June 3rd by heading to bit.ly/mmjnow. That's bit.ly/mmjnow. Or just type in Money Mindset Journal on Kickstarter and you'll find it. I created this for you. I want you to walk in a healthy money mindset so that you can live out the life that you really want to live.
Thanks for checking out this episode of Millennial Money. For all the BTS on today's episode, check out the show notes. Oh, and while you're at it, share this episode with a friend, share it with your coworkers, even share it with that cute barista who gets your name correct every time. Money mindfulness is something we could all use a little help with, so why keep all this knowledge to yourself? Remember, sharing is caring. See you back here in a few days with a fresh new episode.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special, or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/cdspecials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.